Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 21, The Intervention of Kashi Mishra. At that time, Kashi Mishra came to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya talked with Kashi Mishra with some agitation. "I cannot stay here any longer. I shall go to Alalanath. There are too many disturbances here, and I cannot get any rest." All the family members of Babananda Roy are engaged in government service, but they spend the government's revenue in various ways. What is the fault on the part of the king? He wants the government's money. However, when they are punished for failing to pay the government its due, then they come to me to release them. When the king put Gopinath Patanayaka on the changa, messengers came four times to inform me about the incident. As a beggar sannyasi, as a mendicant, I wish to live alone in a solitary place. But these people come to tell me about their unhappiness, and thus they disturb me. Lord Jagannath has saved Gopinath Patanayaka from death once today, but if tomorrow Gopinath again does not pay what he owes the treasury, then who will give Gopinath Patanayaka protection? If I hear about the activities of materialistic persons, my mind becomes agitated. There is no need for me to stay here and be disturbed in this way. Kashi Mishra caught hold of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. "My lord, why should you be agitated by all these affairs? You are a renounced sannyasi. What connections do you have? One who worships you for some material purpose is blind to all knowledge. If one engages in devotional service for your satisfaction, this will result in one's increasingly awakening his or her dormant love for you. But if one engages in your devotional service for some material purpose, then one should be considered fool number one. It is only for your sake that Ramananda Roy resigned from governorship of South India. And it was only for your sake that Sanatan Goswami gave up his post as minister. It is for your sake that Raghunath Das gave up all of his family relationships. His father sent money and men here just to serve him. However, because Raghunath Das has received the mercy of your lotus feet, Raghunath Das does not even accept his father's money. Instead, Raghunath Das eats by begging alms from centers for the distribution of food. Gopinath Patanayaka is a good gentleman. Gopinath does not desire material benefits from you. It was not Gopinath who sent all those men so that you would release him from his plight. Rather, it was his friends and servants, seeing his distressed condition, who informed you, because they all knew that Gopinath is a soul surrendered unto you. Gopinath Patanayaka is a pure devotee who worships you only for your satisfaction. Gopinath does not care about his personal happiness or distress, for that is the business of a materialist. Indeed, one who engages in your devotional service 24 hours a day, desiring only your mercy, will very soon attain shelter at your lotus feet. Tate nukampang susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritang vipakam hrid vagavapur bhir vididhan namaste jiveta yo mukti padesa daya bhak. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of one's past misdeeds. Who engages always in your devotional service with one's mind, words, and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you. Such a person is certainly a bona fide candidate for becoming your unalloyed devotee. And so, my lord, kindly stay here at Jagannath Puri. Why should you go to Alalanath? Henceforward, no one will approach you about any material affairs. If you want to give protection to Gopinath, then Lord Jagannath, who protected Gopinath today, will also protect Gopinath Patanayaka in the future. After saying this, Kashi Mishra left the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and returned to his own temple. At noon, King Pratapa Rudra came to Kashi Mishra's home. As long as King Pratapa Rudra stayed in Purushottama, he performed one regular duty. King Pratapa Rudra would come daily to the house of Kashi Mishra just to massage his lotus feet. The king would also hear from Kashi Mishra about how opulently Lord Jagannath was being served. And when the king began pressing Kashi Mishra's lotus feet, Kashi Mishra informed King Pratapa Rudra about something through various hints. My dear king, please hear one uncommon item of news. For you see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalanath. And when King Pratapa Rudra heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Alalanath, he was very unhappy, and so he inquired about the reason. Then Kashi Mishra informed Pratapa Rudra of all the details. When Gopinath Patanayaka was lifted onto the Changa, all of his servants went to inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hearing about this, Lord Chaitanya was extremely sorry at heart. And in anger, Lord Chaitanya chastised Gopinath Patanayaka. Because Gopinath is mad after sense gratification, he acts as a government servant, but spends the government's revenue for various sinful activities. The revenue of the government is more sacred than the property of a brahmana. So one who misappropriates the government's money and uses it to enjoy sense gratification is most sinful. One who serves the government but misappropriates the government's revenue is liable to be punished by the king. That is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. The king wanted his revenue paid and did not want to enforce punishment. Therefore, the king is certainly very religious. But Gopinath Patanayaka is a great cheat. Gopinath does not pay the revenue to the king, but wants my help for his release. This is a greatly sinful affair, and I cannot tolerate it here any longer. Therefore, I shall leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalanath, where I shall live peacefully, and not have to hear about all these affairs of materialistic people. When King Pratapa Rudra heard all these details, he felt great pain within his mind. I shall give up all that is due from Gopinath Patanayaka if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will simply stay here at Jagannath Puri. Oh, if even for a moment I could get an interview with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would not care for the profit of millions of Chintamani stones. I do not care about this small sum of 200,000 kahanas? What to speak of this? I would indeed sacrifice everything at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, including my life and kingdom. Kashi Mishra then hinted to the king. Now, it is not Lord Chaitanya's desire that you forfeit the payment. Lord Chaitanya is unhappy only because the whole family is troubled. I had no desire to give pain to Gopinath Patanayaka or his family, nor did I know about his being lifted onto the Changa to be thrown on the swords and killed. Gopinath sneered at Purushottama Jana. Therefore, the prince tried to scare Gopinath as a punishment. Now, please, go personally to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and keep Lord Chaitanya here at Jagannath Puri with great attention. I shall excuse Gopinath Patanayaka from all of his debts. My dear king, excusing Gopinath Patanayaka of all of his debts will only make the Lord unhappy, for that is not his intention. Well, okay then. I shall absolve Gopinath Patanayaka of all of his debts, but don't speak of this to Lord Chaitanya. Simply let Lord Chaitanya know that all the family members of Bhavananda Roy, including Gopinath Patanayaka, are naturally my dear friends. Bhavananda Roy is worthy of my worship and respect. Therefore, I am always naturally affectionate to his sons. Recorded February 24, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Govinda Hari Gopala Hari. Govinda Hari Gopala Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari. Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari. Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari. Jaya Shachi Nandana Gora Hari. Jaya Shachi Nandana Gora Hari. Govinda Hari Gopala Hari. Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari.
Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara.